Nearly 100 nursing homes and assisted living facilities were evacuated along Florida's east coast ahead of Hurricane Dorian. The decisions to leave were based on the need to protect lives. In 2017, 12 people died after a nursing home in Hollywood Hills lost its air conditioning during Hurricane Irma. But researchers studying past hurricanes have found that sheltering in place is often the best option for frail and sick residents. The University of South Florida has been involved in some of that research and is currently studying the impacts of evacuations during Hurricane Irma. USF's Lindsay Peterson sat down with Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa to discuss the study.
Our study is focusing on the implications of a hurricane on assisted living and nursing home residents. We're going to be analyzing Medicare data to see if their health was affected differently based on whether they evacuated or whether they sheltered in place. In addition to that, we are interviewing the administrators of these facilities to learn about why they either evacuated or sheltered in place and what happened as a result of that.
Research has found that both choices, evacuating or sheltering in place, presents risks. Why is that?
For a long time, people in long-term care have known of transfer trauma. That's when you move a nursing home resident, they often react very badly. They might even die just as a result of the move under the best of circumstances. And so when you think about what's happening in a hurricane, people are being moved sometimes in a great rush, often to a place that is not necessarily equipped for them. Even if it is equipped for them, there might already be 50 or 60 or 100 people there, so they're going to have to be in a hallway. They might miss their medications. They might be suffering from dementia and become very, very disoriented and upset. So all of these things accumulate, and then when the residents come back, you won't notice it. It's not like some of the well-known incidences that we think of, because they die later, and they die sort of quietly in a nursing home. It's just that more of them die than would have died otherwise.
What sort of data is your team looking at to determine which is safer, evacuating or sheltering in place?
It's the Medicare data. That's the main thing that we're looking at. These are the full records, de-identified, of the hospital visits, the outcomes, what they went to a hospital for, what happened to them in the hospital, if they died. Also, with the assisted living residents, we're going to be looking at whether they were more likely then to be moved into a nursing home afterward.
During Hurricane Dorian, more than 90 nursing homes and assisted living facilities in 7 hospitals on Florida's East Coast evacuated. What are you learning from that storm?
We're learning that people are more frightened by the weather than they've ever been before.
Do you think that the deaths that happened during Irma at the Hollywood Hills facility had an impact on evacuations during Dorian?
I really don't think that the deaths at Hollywood Hills affected their evacuations. Now, overall, I think their experiences during Hurricane Irma and the greater awareness that came about through that maybe did cause more evacuations. When we look more closely at what happened with Dorian, which we plan to do, we might find that a lot of people sheltered in place. What came out of the Hollywood Hills tragedy is that many more assisted living communities and nursing homes now have the ability to have air conditioning. And that's basically what it boiled down to at Hollywood Hills. They lost their air conditioning. Whatever you need to do to enable you to shelter in place is probably going to help your residents if you're not in a place that's going to be flooded.
Okay. Well, Lindsay Peterson with the School of Aging Studies at the University of South Florida, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.